Pat's car was located and the way that it was, like I said, it just appears that it was dumped, you know, nothing gone through, and he's just gone, it kind of leads you to believe that one of the theories is that he himself didn't even put that car there, that somebody else did, and that Pat may have been taken somewhere previous to that car being dumped there. And like I said, we have a real tight timeline because we know exactly to the T where he was the night before.
And the reason we know is because of this piece of evidence we're going to talk about now.
All right.
Go ahead and tell the story.
You bet. What happened was, at least thankfully, I mean, we have this much. The night before, on Wednesday night, April the 13th, at just a couple minutes before 9 o'clock, Pat was with Lucky, and he's in the Subaru, and he's headed towards Reno. So he's westbound Interstate 80. And just east of another very small town of Wells, Nevada, Pat gets stopped by the Nevada Highway Patrol. And the highway patrolman is already out on one stop. He's stopped the trucker. And Pat goes by. And all of this is captured on the highway patrolman's dash cam, his camera mounted in his patrol car. Well, the trooper goes after Pat for a violation. Pat should have moved over into the other lane as he approaches traffic stop, which you have to do in Nevada. And anyway, so the trooper goes after Pat, and he gets him stopped. Well, we're able to pick up the audio of that stop, and lo and behold, we hear Pat say something to the trooper that really catches our attention, and he makes this comment that I'm only following him because he's going to Elko, and Elko is farther west of where Pat is and farther west of Wells. And the him that we believe Pat is referring to is another big rig truck that Pat was following right off of the right rear of when the big rig and Pat go by this initial traffic stop. And then when the trooper goes to catch up with them down the highway, you can see that Pat is directly behind this big rig.
He is traveling in tandem with this big rig, and luckily the same dash cam that catches Pat's vehicle going by catches a glimpse, grainy as it is, of the big rig in question.
Yeah, it does, and glimpse is putting it glimpse is putting it mildly. They're moving, and they're moving quickly, and we had this film enhanced, and this is really the best photo we have of this. But it's that truck there that we're trying to get identified. If nothing more, just what people think the potential logo is that you can see in the upper left-hand corner of this big rig. We don't suppose that, and guess that we're going to be, lucky enough to actually find that specific truck. But if I could at least find the make or the company name of that truck, that would be a huge lead for us in this case.
Well, at least you got some indication, though. I mean, you know that it doesn't have any big logo on the side of it. You know that the front of the cab. You got a couple of things that at least rule out other trucks, right?
Yeah, most definitely. One of the big things that stands out, and we've gotten a lot of tips from the community because we've put this picture out there locally. But again, small community, and after a while, you exasperate all your sources. But if you look at that photograph, you can tell that again, that logo is captured in its entirety up in the upper left-hand corner of those kind of barn doors on the back of that rig. It's not a logo that's splashed across the whole back of that big rig. It's very isolated. And if you're out on the highway, you'll see that, boy, there's just very, very few companies that have that just completely up in that one area.
We have the image. I think Sean has it on the website right now if you want to take a look at it, especially you truckers who are out there all the time and might have some kind of an idea about what company this might represent. The possibility that Pat is following this trucker, Jim Carnes, tell me this. Would your father do something like that? Would he stop at a truck stop, strike up a conversation, hey, I'll travel along with you? because I think you indicated when we talked that he had some trucking experience in his own background, right?
Yes, indeed. Dad, he used to drive a truck for Conway back prior to my coming on this planet. But, yeah, he was a trucker, and I think he felt a loyalty to them, that, or to truckers of a camaraderie, I guess. And maybe he was befriended, or he befriended a trucker at some point along Interstate 80 that he was traveling on.
So, Curtis, help me, and I don't want to put you on the spot. You're a law enforcement professional. I'm not holding you to this, but let's discuss some scenarios, the ultimate scenario of what could be going on here. I mean, it gets pretty dark.
Well, yeah, and I'll
and we're just speculating. We're just speculating here.
Sure, and I'll say that with, you know, with Jim, because Jim, you know, Jim and I, we talk, you know, very, very frequently on this case, obviously. You know, one of the scenarios and one of the theories that we look at, obviously, is an abduction. Like we mentioned earlier, the interstate was directly in front of Pat. If Pat was having vehicle problems or what have you, it was very cold that night. It was freezing that night, according to the weather service. If he walked up to the freeway, that theory just doesn't hold too much weight with us. Because, again, it's very dark. There's no ambient lighting. There's no overhead lighting. If he's trying to hitchhike, people aren't even going to see him. They're going to be 5 miles past him before they realize that, what was that, somebody standing back on the road.
Right. The dog complicates it further.
Absolutely. So you really kind of take the hitchhiking out of it. But one of the prominent theories that we're working off of it is that somebody possibly in tandem, and again, George, I don't want to say that this truck is our bad guy. I mean,
understood.
This truck may be somebody that, you know, can provide that invaluable missing link. Pat may have had some medical condition or something may have happened, and maybe this guy took him somewhere that we still don't know of. But one of the dark scenarios, like you said, is that of, hey, if you're tired, you want to jump on up in the cab with me. And a lot of these guys travel in tandem. A lot of them travel
with wives
and girlfriends. Hey, my wife or my girlfriend can drive the Subaru and follow behind, and you can get some rest up here and in the cab, and we'll head on down the road, and then we never see Pat again.